Parshas Masai, we want to discuss the Isur of leaving Eretz Yisrael. What are the sources for this? What is the nature of that Isur? Are there any heterim? Is it Oraisa? Is it Rabbanon? And then, Bli Neder, if we have time, speak about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is codified here in this parsha, at least according to the Ramban. We know that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see various sources for that in just a moment. But one of the most important topics, especially at this time of the year, when people during the summer months leave Eretz Yisrael, they go on vacations, holidays, to Chutz Laaretz, the question is that such a simple matter? Can we take the law into our own hands and leave Eretz Yisrael just for the sake of going to Chutz Laaretz? And what is the nature of the Isur of leaving Eretz Yisrael? We'll soon see that there are different reasons and explanations as far as what the underlying reason for the Isur Yitzia from Eretz Yisrael is all about. The most prominent source in the poskim is the Rambam, actually. Even though the Rambam omits the counting of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in Taryag, nevertheless, in Perkei Milchus Melachim, which would seem to indicate that he does accept that there's a mitzvah to leave in Eretz Yisrael, he writes in Halacha Tes, Osur Lotzeis Me Eretz Yisrael L'Chutzarts Li'olam. Li'olam sounds as if he's saying, well, before I give you a few exceptional cases, you should know that beyond these exceptional cases, the rule is Kol El HaKol, it's all-inclusive, and one is not permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Then the Rambam gives three categories of heterim. He says, number one, Ella, unless Lilmo Torah Lisa Isha, or Lahatzil Miyad HaGoyim, to save someone. And then the Rambam adds two words, V'yachzal Oretz. Even if he's leaving Eretz Yisrael for one of the various reasons enumerated, nevertheless, it's conditional that he goes back to Eretz Yisrael. Yachzal Oretz. It's reminiscent of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he says that you're allowed to stop learning for the sake of a mitzvah, but you have to go back to learning as soon as you complete the mitzvah. Here too, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go Chutz Laaretz, for Torah, for marriage, for Hatzolah, but it's all conditioned on the fact that you're coming back. V'chein, now the Rambam adds a fourth category, which sounds like it's a separate category unto itself. Yotzei hu l'schora, for business, he's allowed to travel abroad, leaving Eretz Yisrael. Then the Rambam writes, Aval lishkon b'chutz laaretz asur. The Rambam writes that all these heterim that we gave you are on a temporary basis. You're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for a certain period of time, unspecified, but in order to accomplish a specific goal. Then you come back to Eretz Yisrael. But to settle in Chutz Laaretz on a permanent basis, that's prohibited. With the exception of one case, Elin Kain Chazak Sham Hara'av, there's a great drought in Eretz Yisrael, Chanasa Shava Dinar Chitin Bishnei Dinrim. We have over here an inflation rate, a very high inflation rate. It's very hard to make a parnasa and put food on the table because food is so expensive. And this, of course, touches on the whole case of Avram Avinu when he leaves Eretz Yisrael because of the Ra'av. In any event, we see from the Rambam that with the exception of a few cases, we are not permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. And we'll come back to the word Li'olam in just a minute. Now, the first source back in Chazal, in the Gemara itself, for this Isur is the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara tells a story about the Chachmei Bavel who came to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And when the term of learning, of study, completed itself and they went back to Chutz Laaretz, then they got an escort from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Now, how far were the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael permitted to escort those who were going abroad, who were returning to their homes in Bavel? And the Gemara establishes that the upper northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael is Akko. So up till the city of Akko, Tosa at the beginning of Gittin has a discussion about two sides of Akko. One side is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and the second side, which is to the north, is already Chutz Laaretz. But in any event, the students and the scholars of Eretz Yisrael would stop dead in their tracks when they reached the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, the upper Gvul, in this case in the north, Akko. they would be very careful not to cross the boundary and go chutzlaretz. And that is a very strong and perhaps the primary source for the Iser of Yitzia L'chutzlaretz. Although, please note, the Gemara doesn't formulate it as such. The Gemara doesn't speak about why or a pasuk, a source. And that's why possibly we should point our finger to another Gemara, another source, in the sugya in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, in the famous sugya of Kibud Av Va'Em, where Rav Asi asks his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan, is he permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go abroad, in order to be mechabed his mother? And it would seem from the Gemara itself that this is an Iser in general. Rav Yochanan said he's not allowed to go. At the end of the day, what happened is that Rav Asi's mother passed on, and Rav Yochanan allowed Rav Asi to go to Chutz Laaretz in order to bring the coffin, to bring his mother in for burial. In any event, with the exception of the Tosfos Ri HaZaken, who's very important, prominent there, published on the page in the Masechta Kiddushin, all the other Rishonim seem to assume that Lamaskana, Rabbi Yochanan insists that it's awesome to leave Chutz Laaretz to Chutz Laaretz. And the only exception, as I said, is the Tosfos Ri HaZaken, who assumes that when Rabbi Yochanan paskind Lekula, permitting Rav Asi to go for his mother, to take his mother in for burial, that is a backtracking, a chazorabo, from his original position that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's the chiddush here, but again, it's a das yachid of the Ri HaZaken. There's a third source in the Gemara in Ksubis in this case. You know, all the sugyas of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, love for Eretz Yisrael, are at the end of Masechta Ksubis on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And Gemara tells us about a person who lived in Chutz Laaretz and he died. He didn't leave any children afterward, after him. He left a wife, an almana, and therefore his almana fell for Yibum to her brother-in-law, who in this case was living in Eretz Yisrael. So he had one brother in Chutz Laaretz who died, the other brother in Eretz Yisrael who's the Yavam, and he's Chayev in Yibum for his late brother's wife. And the question is, does this live surviving brother leave Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum? And the Gemara tells us that this person, this Yavam, was very choshesh, he was very careful about this. He didn't know whether or not he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to marry his brother's wife and be mekayem the mitzvah of Yibum. Maybe he should do so, maybe he shouldn't do so. And the question came in front of Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina answered him with a very sharp and harsh language. Achiv nasa kusis umes baruch hamokom shahargo. Vehu yered achrov. It's bad enough, this is how the Rishonim interpret Rav Chanina's very harsh statement, it's bad enough that your late brother left Eretz Yisrael, married in Chutz Laaretz, violated apparently an Issa to leave Eretz Yisrael, settled in Chutz Laaretz, and now you want to leave Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum for his wife? Even though, again, the literal translation of Achiv Nasa Kusis indicates that his brother was married to a non-Jewish woman. That's not, of course, pshat. Otherwise, there'd be no mitzvah of Yibum, nothing to talk about. But rather is, he considers a woman who was married by a man from Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz, and to settle in Chutz Laaretz, she took her husband and brought him on Yerida, so to speak. Such a thing is considered as if he, the brother, we're talking about the late brother, of course, married a Kusis. And it would seem clearly from Rav Chanina's response that he should not be leaving Eretz Yisrael to go Chutz Laaretz for the sake of the mitzvah of Yibum, because that would involve a violation of the Iser Yitzia Me'eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Laaretz. There may be a fourth source in Chazal for the Iser Yitzia Me'eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and that's the Gemara Moed Katan Yudal and Amin Aleph regarding the Iser of shaving during Chol HaMoed. As you know, Masechta Moed Katan is dedicated to the laws of Chol HaMoed. And what happens in the case of a person who is in travel during the first part of Yontif, and therefore he wasn't able to cut his hair? shall we say that this person was not guilty or negligent by deliberately postponing his haircut till Chol HaMoed? Here it just fell on him because of the nature of the situation as a result of his journey. And the Gemara has two situations. The Gemara has one case of a person who is traveling, let's say by in those days by boat, from Chutz Laretz, arriving at the shores of Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed, and he would like to know if, since he didn't have a chance to cut his hair before Yontif, can he cut it on Chol HaMoed? Will they remove the Iser of Giluach Sa'aro on Chol HaMoed for the sake of a person who, by no decision of his own, it was a situation mitigating search that was thrust upon him, he couldn't take the haircut before Moed? And the Gemara says that in that case, everybody agrees that he's allowed to shave, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And why? Because he had left Eretz Yisrael in order to support his family, and that was okay. And now he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the circumstances here are beyond his negligence. Adarabba, he's fulfilling his obligation to return homewards to his family and to Eretz Yisrael in order to support them. And since he left Eretz Yisrael beheter, there was nothing wrong or objectionable halachically in his exit from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, when he returns to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to allow him, under these circumstances, he couldn't shave earlier, to shave on Chol HaMoed. In contrast, let's say he left Eretz Yisrael for no good reason whatsoever, just for the sake of enjoyment. He wanted to go to Chutz Laretz and see some museums. I don't know what. So then, when he comes back on Chol HaMoed, there is no heter for him to shave. Clearly, the underlying principle, that the premise of this Gemara, is that you cannot leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, except for parnasa, extenuating circumstances which generate permission to leave Eretz Yisrael. Now, what would be the reason for this Iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban, in his commentary here on Parshas Maasai, and you'll see this in Bamidbar Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, the Ramban speaks about the fact that the Iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is parallel to the mitzvah of settling and living in Eretz Yisrael. Those according to the Ramban, since, as we'll soon see later, Mirtz Hashem, there's an absolute obligation, unconditional, to live in Eretz Yisrael, meaning even during our times, even Bizman is there, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it's difficult in certain cases to be Mekayim the Mitzvah to these parts. Nevertheless, the Ramban sees this as an independent mitzvah, to live in Eretz Yisrael, that's our obligation. And therefore it makes sense, it's almost a natural corollary that we are prohibited from leaving the land, because that would be a violation of the mitzvah that obligates us to live in the land. And of course, as we'll soon see later on, it would make sense, you could already use your thinking cap to derive the conclusion that the Ramban's understanding of the Issur leaving Eretz Yisrael is a Doraisa halacha, because it's incorporated in that mitzvah Doraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, there's a different approach to this same Iser of Yitzhiyah L'chutz Laretz in the Rashbam, in Masech Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph Amin Beis. You know that halfway through Chesek Sabbatim, we no longer have Rashi, we have the Rashbam. In any event, the Rashbam writes that the Iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is because he's being mafkia himself from the mitzvot Satlius Baretz. He's, Bekuvah say, he's actively uprooting himself and making it impossible for him to fulfill the mitzvah tzlius baretz. And this is very reminiscent of the famous tosis at the end of Ksubis in the name of Reb Chaim Cohen, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael does not apply today because there are mitzvahs tzlius baretz and we don't know how to fulfill them in Eretz Yisrael today. And it would seem that according to Reb Chaim Cohen, there's no separate independent mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael per se, but rather there is a mitzvah of fulfilling the laws that depend upon karka, which I cannot fulfill in Chutzlitz, but only in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the requirement to live in Eretz Yisrael is only a conduit, it's only an introduction to fulfill the mitzvah to Tzlius Baretz. It's not an independent mitzvah. And the logical conclusion of Reb Chaim Cohen, therefore, is that if in our time we have no way of fulfilling the mitzvah to Tzlius Baretz, again, assuming that was the case back in the day of the Bali HaTosfos, then therefore I cannot impose upon a person an obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael if there's no possibility of fulfilling those mitzvahs, HaTzlius Baretz. And in a parallel way, we have here, according to Tosfos in Koyt Rashbam Bav Basra, an Isur Yitzia Mi Eretz Yisrael Chutzlatz, because we are being mafkia, we're removing ourselves from the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah HaTzlius Baretz. And ipso facto, if there is no possibility, even in Eretz Yisrael, of fulfilling the mitzvah Tzlius Baretz, then according to this approach, there's no independent chiyuv and obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure there's no iser or prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lartz. We don't have access. We don't have the possibility of implementation of the mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. Now, earlier we mentioned the Rambam in Perkei Milchus Molochim. And if you take a look at the Lechem Mishnah, he adds another dimension here. He says that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Forget about the mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. But we paskin that Kedusha Shnia Kedusha L'shaytiv Kedusha L'asid Lavo, that there's a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps even between the Bais Rishon and the Bais Sheni, when there was no Kedusha L'shaytiv Kedusha L'asid Lavo, it was rather Kedusha L'shaytiv Lo Kedusha L'asid Lavo. So as a result of the goals of the Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Paka. That's not relevant to anything but the mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. But as far as the inherent Kedusha, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the fact that Eretz Yisrael was chosen as the place on the earth, the choice place on the face of the earth, and that's where the Shekhinah Shorah, that's where the Kedusha is, that applies even if Kedusha Kedusha L'shaita below Kedusha L'asid Lavo, that etzem, that essential Kedusha. And for a person to leave Eretz Yisrael, it's almost like an insult. It's almost like he's closing the door or he's turning his back to the Kedusha, to the Shekhinah in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I could certainly submit to you that according to Lechem Mishnah, this Isa Yitzia, the Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz, would apply even Bizman Hazeh, even without the Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. Not like the Rashbam said it in Bava Basra, don't leave Eretz Yisrael, you're being mafki yourself from Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz. No, the Lechem Mishnah is claiming don't leave Eretz Yisrael because you're being mafki yourself, being machik yourself from the Kedusha and from the Shekhinah that resides in Eretz Yisrael. Now again, back to the question whether we're dealing with an Issa d'Oraisa or an Issa d'Rabbanon. According to the Ramban, clearly we're dealing with an Issa d'Oraisa, because just as the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is d'Oraisa, the spin-off of that Issa is that we're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and settle in Chutz Laretz. If that be the case, it's all part of a mitzvah d'Oraisa. However, I'm not going to tell you that everyone agrees that the Issa Yitzia, may Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz, is d'oraisa. Certainly, according to the Ramban, that's true. But others, amongst the poskim, shall we say, in the 20th century, we find a certain understanding that the Iser was d'rabbanan. It was a rabbinic Iser. And for example, if you take a look at Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Ebenezer, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Beis, he holds that the Issa Yitzia L'Chutz Laretz is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, in a case of a Safek, we have much more leniency, much more room to be makil, and apply the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. You'll find something similar in the Stei Chemed, in his Asufas Dinim Feretz Yisrael, also in the Shut of Avnei Nezer, Yerodea, Tuf Nun Dalid, that it would seem, therefore, that in general we could say the conclusion of all the later contemporary poskim is that there is only, in the worst case scenario, an Issa D'Rabbanan to leave Eretz Yisrael and go Chutz Laretz. Now, if you look in the writings of the Satmar Rav in Vayol Moshe, he has a piece of Yol Taitabam on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and he points out that even if the Rambam codifies this halacha, as we saw in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Hey, that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, he says many poskim omitted it entirely. And therefore, I would conclude, says Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, that according to the understanding of all the poskim, with the exception of the Rambam, the only time that this Isur of Yitzia L'chutzatz applies is when Rov Yisrael Yoshvei Aleha, when most of the Jewish nation is living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he goes on to say in Vayol Moshe that today that only a percentage, but certainly less than half of the Jewish population live in Eretz Yisrael, therefore there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Isur Doraisa to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go to Chutz Aretz. And in the worst case scenario, when we talk about prohibiting someone from leaving Eretz Yisrael, we are discussing an Isur Derabbanan Bilvad, and we could be Mekil if there's Machlokas HaPoskim, if there's some sort of a Safek, and therefore we don't have to be Makpid, we don't have to get all up in arms against the person who wants to leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Aretz. And therefore, we don't have so much kpeda on the Isur Yitzia Me'eretz Yisrael Chutz Aretz. So that, as I say, is an approach of the Igros Moshe, the Stei Chemed, the Avnei Nezer, and finally the Vayol Moshe, all who agree that the Isur Yitzia Me'eretz Yisrael is only Drabbanan, allowing, as it were, a great deal of leeway for kulas and allowances to leave Eretz Yisrael. Now, what I'd like to analyze with you is, although the Vayol Moshe says that this Issa of leaving Eretz Yisrael is not clear in the poskim, not in the Rosh, not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but nevertheless, let's give it a second look, re-examine this. Because we saw that in the Gemara, when a person leaves from Eretz Yisrael, just simply for the sake of taking a trip, you know, he wants to take in the air in Chutz Laretz to visit a museum or other places of interest, tourist interest. Then when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says in Maikatan, we will not allow him to shave, even though Erev Yontif, he was on a ship, he was on a boat. And that would soon seem to indicate that, and we'll see if this is brought down in the poskim, that there is an Isur Yitzia to Chutz Laretz. And in a situation where a person left Eretz of Parnasa, everyone agrees that when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, he was on a boat at the beginning of Yontif, on Erev Yontif, he's now allowed to shave. And the Rosh, in the name of the Ravid, explains that the entire issue of whether he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed revolves around the question of the Isur Yitzia Min Aretz. He's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And if he goes only for reasons that are permissible, then we'll allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed upon his return. And that's clear in the Rosh. So when the Vayol Moshe says that the poskim have left out in their codes the Isur Yitzia from Chutz Laretz, and he mentions the Rosh, that's not really crystal clear. Because the Rosh is explicit. He's outspoken about the fact that the issue of shaving on Chol HaMoed or not shaving on Chol HaMoed when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael is whether or not he violated an Issur when he left Eretz Yisrael. And if he violated this Issur without any justification, then the Chachamim allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed when he returns. And the same conclusion we could derive if we read the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yontif will bring down this issue, la halacha, of shaving on Chol HaMoed upon the return. And he says that Misha chozem mitiyul be'eretz b'chutz laretz b'me'am moed. In other words, he left Eretz Yisrael shalol etzarech. It's not considered a need. He's not permitted to shave. And that's what you'll find codified in the Rambam as well, in Hilchas Yontif in Perek Zayin. And the whole issue is the fact that he left Eretz Yisrael and he had no right to do so. It was not permissible. The Rambam seems to put the emphasis, however, on different levels of extreme levels of dochak. In other words, he really was pressed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and that reflects upon the heter giluach. But nevertheless, since this issue of whether he's allowed to shave on Yontif, Chol HaMoed, or not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, is brought down in all the poskim, And it all hinges on one question, whether he was justified or not in leaving Eretz Yisrael. It would seem that the poskim do in fact codify this halacha of the Isur Yitziyah from Eretz Yisrael l'chutzas. Again, I don't say that therefore ipso facto must be an Isur Doraisa according to the poskim, but nevertheless, by all Moshe wants to derive from the omission of the Isur Yitziyah in the poskim that we can rely on them in cases of doubt, because since A, the whole Isur in the worst case scenario, according to those poskim who codify it, like the Rama, leaving Eretz Yisrael is only an Isur Derabanan, and B, so many poskim left it out, it must be that they hold there is no such Isur. And therefore, we can be makil without even blinking for someone who wants to leave Eretz Yisrael and go Chutz Lars. So, although he may be right, and we saw this in a unanimous view of a whole school of poskim, that the Isur leaving Eretz Yisrael is only Derabanan, but it really doesn't mean necessarily that the poskim who left out this Isur hold that it's mutter, you know, without any conditions, you're allowed to, you know, carte blanche, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's not so, because we saw in the laws of Chol HaMoed that sugi moed katan is very, very hot, you know, it's very active, it's very much in the poskim. Now, let's get back to the question that we raised earlier in the context of the Rambam, whether the Isur itself, if I grant you there is such an Isur, which again, it seems to be clear, whether it's the Reis Darbonin is not clear, the Isur of leaving Eretz Yisrael, does it apply only if he's leaving on a permanent basis, or even if he's leaving on a temporary basis? The Gemara in Parag Gad Katan that we spoke about at great length seems to clearly indicate that we're talking about even a temporary kind of leaving of Eretz Yisrael. He's gone for a week, gone for a month, maybe up to 6 months, whatever he's doing to support his family and bring back the funds. And that's the case of a person who's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, if you take a look at Tosus and Masechta Avodah Zarah Yud Gimel, it would seem that the Isur of leaving Eretz Yisrael applies, as we try to, you know, the opposite of what we tried to see in Mod Katan, but in Avodah Zarah, applies only if he's leaving on a permanent basis. The Gemara there says that a Kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and go Chutzlatz, even though there's a concept called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, Avir Eretz Ha'amim, and a Kohen is not allowed to be Metami himself. Nevertheless, if he is compelled to leave Eretz Yisrael, this Kohen, because of marriage or in order to study Torah, then he's allowed to go. And Tosus points out that it's only in these cases of a Kohen who is his goal is to marry a woman and bring her back to Eretz Yisrael, to study Torah on a temporary basis and come back to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they allowed the Kohen to leave on a temporary basis. But again, the entire discussion of the Gemara revolves around the Isur of Kohen, the specific unique halach of a Kohen, because he's mitame tumas admas nechar. But it would therefore seem by implication to be justified to conclude that with regard to other people who are not Kohenim, Yisraelim, the Isur Yitziyah Min Haaretz only applies when it's an Azivas Keva, when he's leaving on a permanent basis. The Kohen is leaving on a temporary basis needs a special heter of Lisa Isha Lilmo Torah, even though he's only leaving on a temporary basis, because as far as Tumas Eretz Amamin is concerned and the Isur Kuna, there's no difference whatsoever between Azivas Aroy and Azivas Keva. Because even if he's going on a temporary basis, he still is exposing himself to this contamination of Tumas Eretz Amin. And they were matir under those specific circumstances. But what, you know, that Tosa says it was only a temporary basis, implying that, you know, if it would have been on a permanent basis that he wants to resettle in Chutzatz, that would have been clearly Osir, even for the sake of Lisa Isha, Olomot Torah. And that would be irrelevant to Kahuna. What becomes relevant to Kahuna is the issue of leaving Eretz Yisrael on a temporary basis. So we have here on the one end the simple, straightforward pshat in the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara, as far as Giluach on Chol Hamoed seems to be addressing the scenario of someone who's leaving on a temporary basis. He wanted to support his family, and then he's coming back. And the question is, can he be considered, you know, due to these mitigating circumstances that he was allowed to leave, and he's now rushing back, and it's Chol Hamoed, we allow him to shave. But clearly, the Isser of Chutz Laretz, if he wasn't justified, you'd see a Meretzol Chutz Laretz that would block him from the Heter of Giluach on Chol Hamoed applies even in a situation where he's going on a temporary basis, and there was no heter because he went l'tainu bilad. But Tosfos clearly understood the Gemara in Avodah Zarah as assuming a whole different premise, and that is the problem of Yitzhiya Meretz Yisrael is only to resettle on a permanent basis in Chutz Laretz. And now we swing back to the original diuk that we had in the Rambam Perkei, where the Rambam says li'olam. Why did the Rambam add the word li'olam when he formulated the Isur of Yitzias Eretz Yisrael L'chutzatz Li'olam? What was the Li'olam? And perhaps we could suggest that Li'olam means if he wants to go on a permanent basis. Then the Rambam says he's not allowed to do that. On the other hand, one could possibly say not like that, that the word Li'olam means in all cases with the exception of those few heterim that they gave him for the sake of L'mot Torah, Lisa'isha, L'hatzil, etc., and therefore the word li'olam means, barring these exceptional cases, there is no heter to leave Eretz Yisrael and go Chutz Laretz. There's a tshuva sefer called the Stei Haaretz, and he wants to be mata leaving Eretz Yisrael for the sake of visiting Kivrei Tzadikim in Chutz Laretz. And he suggests that since the Iser primarily is primarily for the sake of Keva, not to resettle, and here he's just going to visit the Kvarim. Add to that the fact that there's a mitzvah to be Mavakir Kivrei Tzadikim, is therefore you could be Mekil in such a case. But you see, Rabosai, that the Poskim are taking this seriously. They're looking for a heter. They're gonna utilize the fact that, at least according to Tosfos and perhaps other Poskim, the Iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael only applies when he's leaving Bekeva, and perhaps the Rambam would adopt that position. Our Yitzhiya L'chutz Laretz is only on a temporary basis. Then, you know, you can play with the fact that maybe when you're doing it for a Dvar Mitzvah and there's something compelling you to leave Eretz Yisrael on that temporary basis, it could be mutter. We're not seeing here any sort of carte blanche heter to leave Eretz Yisrael. We're leaving Eretz Yisrael for the sake of a mitzvah. Now, again, in cases of people who go on vacation, go on holiday, can we suggest that that can be classified or defined as l'shem mitzvah? If a person wants to see the sights of Chutz Laretz, that's a little bit of a far cry from Kivrei Tzadikim, from the tefillah and the inspiration a person can get from going to tzaddikim. You talk about the Bretzlevers, but others. Now, you know that Rav Vozna, Zichron Levrach, just died maybe 2 months ago. And in his classic work called Shevet HaLevi, he writes that primarily the Iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is Derech Keva, but not if he's going for a certain specific amount of time. But he, even though he has that kula, he limits that kula. And he writes that a person should avoid leaving Eretz Yisrael even for a definite, limited period of time, unless there's some concrete reason why. And therefore, he comes to the conclusion that one should not leave Eretz Yisrael simply to go to Chutz Laretz for a tiyul, just simply to go touring in Chutz Laretz. Even though, again, he defines the primary Iser as Derech Keva, but nevertheless, there's some, shall we call it, secondary Iser, an Iser Tafel, of leaving Eretz Yisrael Stam without any concrete justification, without any reason. And the question is, under what circumstances would Rav Vozna allow a Tiyul to Chutz Laretz? What would constitute a real need, a concrete need? And he asks the question, what about going to Chutz Laretz to see the beauty of nature? You know, they say in the name of Rav Hirsch, Rav Shimshon Falhirsch, that when he came back from Switzerland, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us, each and every one of us, Lasset Lovo, did we express gratitude over the beauty of the Swiss Alps? You know, you can imagine what the Swiss Alps look like. And according to the Shevet HaLevi, he wants to conclude that it's not just the Tiyul B'Alma. Tiyul is purely mundane and secular, but rather the Tiyul is a Keresh Kvitza. You know, it's a takeoff point for being Mevarech Es Hashem, for Re'iyas Pilei Abriya, to appreciate God's incredible power and compassion in the creation of this beautiful, beautiful world that we live in. He gives another example, of course, of Briyut, of going to Chutzlars for health, or Nofesh, in order to rest. Sometimes a person feels that it's Dafkin Chutzlars that he can find such an opportunity. And under those circumstances, he allows you to leave Eretz Yisrael again on a temporary basis, assuming that the primary Issa of leaving Eretz Yisrael is only on a permanent basis. On a temporary basis, it's an Issa Kal, Issa Tofel, and will be Matarit Litzorech. What exactly constitutes Litzorech? So here the Shevet HaLevi is Mekil in the case of Pilei Abriya, to see and behold the beauties of nature, of God's created world, or he's Matir for health purposes, Litzorech Gufo. Now, we're not sure exactly whether he would expand that heter to include more scenarios. Once we're on the topic of justifications for leaving Eretz Yisrael, on a temporary basis, and we saw the list enumerated by the Rambam of marriage or parnosa, studying of Torah, we find in later poskim, even in the Magen Avraham, a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of kibud av va'em, to visit and take care of parents in Chutz Laretz. That's how far the Magen Avraham wants to go, and he says that, this is in Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, you could even leave Eretz Yisrael, again on a temporary basis, to visit friends. You have friends in Chutz Laretz, you haven't seen them. You want to cement that friendship or recreate that friendship, you're allowed to go to Chutz Laretz for that purpose. And we find something similar to Michas Yitzchak, who is the Gravid here, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, and he writes that although the Magen Avraham allows you to leave Chutz Laretz to visit friends, nevertheless, the Tashbeitz, who is way earlier, contradicts exactly what it says in the Magen Avraham. And it's clear from the Tashbeitz that even though there's a great mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'em, I said even, what I meant was because there's a great mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'em, one has no right to make that leap of faith, so to speak, of the Magen Avraham, and say that visiting Krovim is as great, or even shines a candle to visiting parents. You know, you're going to Chutz Laretz to visit parents, that's an awesome mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'em, and that far maybe we could be matir, since he's going for on a temporary basis. But to expand it to include visiting friends, or even other relatives, he's not willing to do that. That's not Kibud Av. And even though we're talking about a temporary move to Chutz Laretz, leaving Eretz Yisrael just for a temporary basis, nevertheless, it's not so easy to be Mekil based on the fact that he wants to visit friends. He needs a real serious tzorach here in order to leave Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we saw before in the Shut Shevet Levi, that we deal with a not an Iser Gomor maybe, but an Iser Tofel, a secondary Iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. We have to be serious about that and find a tzorach. So again, the Michas Yitzchak, like the Shevet HaLevi, is leaving us room to be Mekil about leaving Eretz Yisrael, certainly for the sake of Kibud Av, and even for the sake, perhaps, of enjoying the Pilei Abriya, and for health, etc., whether it's physical health, psychological health, maybe for the health of a family or a couple. And leaving Eretz Yisrael for that tzorech is going to be okay. But just to visit friends, that's really in the gray area. Perhaps the Minchas Yisrael would be Mekil. Now, as far as those who are Mekil, and if someone wants to make it even for the sake of visiting friends in Chutz Laretz, What about going to Chutz Laaretz for the sake of a simcha? Let's say you get invited to a wedding, to a bar mitzvah. L'chora, if we're going to be mekil to the extreme and say the tzorach to visit his friends is enough to be mekil, and if that's the position of Minchas Yitzchak, then with a kal v'chomer, I think we could suggest that if we're talking about visiting someone at his simcha, let's say, for example, you have a grandchild's bar mitzvah and you want to join that simcha, that would certainly be enough of a tzorach to allow you to go chutz laretz. Would that allow you just for the sake of enjoyment, some sort of a holiday? I don't know. Again, I think those who want to go on holiday, and this is contemporary halacha, and leave Eretz Yisrael, I think they would have to find a tzorech in that holiday. You know, we call it Briyut HaNefesh, if you will. Now here in Parshas Masai, this is our opportunity to get back to the basics as far as the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We have a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban as to how to interpret the psukim. So we're in Perek Lamed Gimel of Sefer Vamidbar, and we start with Pasuk Nun Beis. V'orashtem es kol yoshvei haaretz mipneichem, v'avadetem es kol maskioseim es kol tzalmei maskosam. And then the Pasuk says, v'orashtem es haaretz v'yishavtem bo. That's the key phrase here that we have to focus our attention on. Vorashtem es haaretz v'yishavtem bo. Clearly, Vorashtem es haaretz is a reference to the military campaign, the conquest of the land. But then it says, V'yirashtem bo, ki lachem nesati es haaretz, l'reshes osa, v'snachaltem es haaretz, b'gorol l'mishpchoseihem. So Rashi says, Vorashtem osa mi yoshveha. First, Rashi says, get rid of those seven nations who dwell therein. V'oz, and then Rashi says, v'yishavtem ba, tuchlu l'skayim ba, you'll be able to live them. Lo, in lav, lo tuchlu l'skayim ba. Rashi understands that the Torah is giving an Eitzah Tova. The Torah is telling us, you want to rely on the fact that you'll have kiyum in Eretz Yisrael, your sustenance will be taken care of, and your existence in Eretz Yisrael will be maintained. Then what you have to do is first for your Rashtim Ba, you have to make sure to overcome the nations that occupy the land. These are idol worshipping nations. You want to be far away from their influence. And Vorashtem Yishavtem, therefore, really relates to what it says earlier in the first pasuk that we read. Vorashtem is called Yoshvei Arts Mipneichem. Yerusha means to take over the land from those who now dwell therein. And if you do it that way, in that sequence, you will be guaranteed that you'll be able to Tuchal Liskayim Ba, to maintain your life as a nation in Eretz Yisrael for all posterity. The Ramban argues with Rashi, and he says this is not about Eitzah Tova, it's not about Avtocha, but this is about a mitzvah say of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says, Al daiti zu mitzvah sasehi, yitzava osam sheyeshvu ba'aretz v'yirshu osa ki hu nitno lahem v'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem v'ilu yal al daitom l'leches lichbosh eretz shinar O Eretz Ashur, Vizulasam, Ulehis Yashev Sham, Yavru al Mitzvah Hashem. So Ramban disagrees with Rashi. He sees in this Vorashtem es haaretz v'yishavtem ba a mandate, a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And this is a mitzvah, says the Ramban, that applies in all generations. Mashe fligu rabosenu b'mitzvah ha'yeshiva b'eretz Yisrael shasu lotzos mimenu. And the Ramban quotes the Gemara Ksubis that a married woman who refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael is considered moredes. She forfeits her rights to Ksuba. And so to a man who refuses his wife's request to live in Eretz Yisrael, he also will be there'll be some consequences. Because the husband refuses to comply with his wife. And where's the mitzvah that a spouse could compel his or her spouse to live in Eretz Yisrael? It's right here, says the Ramban. The mitzvah say of V'yishavtem Ba. And he mentions that there are many other places in the Torah where the Torah repeats itself. Bo Rishuas Aretz, for example, the first psukim in the Torah in Sefer Dvarim. So as Rashi says that for Rashtem Asaretz V'yishavtem Ba is basically a mitzvah milchama, a military conquest, and V'yishavtem Ba is just Hashem's guarantee that now that we've gotten rid of your enemies, V'yishavtem Ba, you, the people of Israel, will be able to live there serenely and calmly for the rest of your life. That's the way Rashi learns it, that first get rid of the Yoshvim and then establish through that Vorashtem a yeshiva olamis, a tuchalis kayim bo. Now the Or Chaim is interesting. He's on the side from the perspective of Pshuto Shemik of Rashi, because the pasuk says ki lachem nasati esaretz la reshes osa, which according to the Ramban, the pasuk here is talking about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It should have said ki lachem nasati esaretz la sheves osa. Instead, it says la reshes osa. The Ramban is holding that the main mitzvah is yeshiva, but it's not for the Ramban. If you go with Rashi, the main mitzvah here is Vorashtem, is to conquer the land, L'reshes Osa, and that's exactly what this pasuk emphasizes. L'chem nesati yasaretz l'sheves. It doesn't say l'sheves Osa, it says L'reshes Osa, which is very strange according to the Ramban, but according to Rashi, that the subject here is L'reshes Osa, it makes a lot more sense. Just to formulate the question of the Or Chaim, how do we understand the Pshuto Shel Mikra, according to the Ramban Shita, immediately following Vorashtem Asaretz V'shavtem Ba, which is the mitzvah of Yeshiva Beretz Yisrael, that applies in all generations according to Ramban, it says, Ki lachem nasati asaretz l'reshes osa. The emphasis here is on Yerusha. That doesn't make sense according to the Ramban. But perhaps if we fast forward to the Ramban, not here in his commentary on Parshas Masai, in his Pirush al Torah, but rather in his commentary, his critique of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in the Ramban's Mitzvos Asei Sheshmita on HaRambam, Mitzvah Sei Dalid, he says, Mitzvah Sei Lidoros, Mischaif Kol Yochid Men Afil Zman HaGolus. At all periods of time, even during Golus, every single individual Jew is obligated to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says that Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah Torah. The Ramban also points out that if the people of Israel would decide to settle in a different country, they would be in violation of this mitzvah of V'yirashtem Osa V'yishavtem Ba. And furthermore, the Ramban says that if Bnei Yisrael decide as a nation all over the diaspora to converge on one specific area in Eretz Yisrael, everyone would live in the north, or everyone would live in the south, and let the Goyim remain there, then, says the Ramban, that would not be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Beretz Yisrael. Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael has two dimensions to it. It's not just your chovas gavra as an individual to settle in Eretz Yisrael at all times, but also there's a chova klapi, the Eretz itself, that the Eretz has to be settled, and the Ramban maintains that every single parcel of land within the bounds of Eretz Yisrael must be settled. So it could be that if all of Klal Yisrael would converge on one specific area in Eretz Yisrael, each member of Klal Yisrael has fulfilled his obligation vis-a-vis the Yochid, as, I should say, qua Yochid as an individual. But nevertheless, when we talk about the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael and its obligation vis-a-vis the land of Israel, it means to take over the entire land, settle every part of the land without exception, and the karka of Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, needs the Jewish people to settle it. The karka is crying out, settle me, I want yeshiva. And if this be the case, maybe that's why the Torah has to emphasize L'reshes Osa. It's only L'chem Nasati Yisaretz L'reshes Osa, meaning L'reshes means conquer the land in its entirety, leaving no parcel of land out for Shmaman or for other goyim to live there. L'resh Sosa means it's like a new slate over here. We're going to take all the nations that occupy the land and get rid of them, and then we are going to settle the land.
So the Yerusha also is in its proper place, because it's only in the context of the Yerusha also that we can fulfill this mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael by conquering every single parcel of land in Eretz Yisrael, and then offering and encouraging every parcel to be settled by the Jewish people. And perhaps that's why the Torah here emphasized v'yirashtem osa, to make sure that we conquer the land in its entirety, leaving out nothing, not even a parcel, not even a speck. There's one more phrase that I wanted to call to your attention in the Ramban here in his commentary on Parshas Maaseh, and the four words here, which I think have missed the eye, so to speak, of the poskim and the later commentaries. The Ramban, when he formulates the mitzvah of Yeshiva Beretz Yisrael, writes, Al daiti zu mitzvah sehi, etc. And he writes, V'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem. It's almost as if this mitzvah engenders a lo saseh, or an iser aseh, not to be moes b'nachlas Hashem. Which is a thesis that not only is central in Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of Meraglim, but repeats itself here at the end of the end of Sefer Bamidbar with regard to Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven and Chatzi Sheva Menashe, who want to live in Chutz Laretz, if you call it that. Again, I'm not saying it's Chutz Laretz, but in Transjordan, on the eastern bank of the Jordan. And the reason for that is they feel the mikneh will be good there. That's where they want to set up their domicile and pitch tent and raise their families. And Moshe Rabbeinu is very suspicious of them. He's choshish because of this v'yimasu beretz chemda. Maybe this is a repeat performance we saw in the Meraglim. So that's a point that we have to take here, that in a sense, when we discuss the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about a certain love for the land, an appreciation for the land, that must express itself, and lo yimasu b'eretz chemda. On the contrary, we have to love and cherish the Eretz Chemda. And I believe in the past we've spoken about this at great length, and we're not going to go over it right now. I just want to summarize what we discussed about the Issa Yitzia to Chutz Laretz. It's a serious issue, whether it's an Issa Doraisa, or let's say, according to many poskim, it's the Rabbanim, but in contemporary times, people are living here in the land of Israel. They want to leave to go to Chutz Laretz, but for no serious justifiable reason. It doesn't fit into any of the categories that the Rabbanim has. They would have to justify it on the basis of those who maintain that the Issa is only to re-establish domicile in Chutz Laretz, it's not the Etzem HaYetziah, and to add that there may be an Iser Zmani, to leave Eretz Yisrael on the Ofen Zmani, but that becomes Tofel rather than Ikar. And as such, we could be more Mekil for the sake of visiting people, for the sake of enjoying the Swiss Alps, for the sake of some sort of a vacation or break, which is both physically and especially psychologically healthy. And there may be room to be mekel in these cases. A person has to ask a shaylus chacham, ask his rav to paskin for him, but to take it seriously and not flippantly. It's not just a carte blanche, let's just go visit friends in Chutz Laretz, let's go for a bar mitzvah, go for, somebody's being honored at a dinner, and all this kind of stuff. So that's what I wanted to share with you, and especially within the context of the Ramban Shita, that we're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa b'chol eis b'chol zman, even after the golus, and it's on the yachid, not just the rabbin. This should be weighed seriously. So yiratzon, now that we're in the 9 days, that we should be zochet to see the day in which all of Klal Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael, fulfills the mitzvah of Yerusha v'Yeshiva, and we establish here a commonwealth of Malchus Shamayim, a kingship of Hashem, L'shem L'teferes, with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the lave of the Jew, b'mehirah v'yameinu, amen.